Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road II. We're a little late here. Just sit down in front of the computer here. Got to get around and, I got to modify just a couple of things here so I can use my headset. And got an amazing information. God, it's just, I tell you, we're in trouble in this country. We are really in trouble. I watched the Trump 2 hours. Well, they went after Schiff and Schumer and Pelosi. They destroyed it. In 2 hours, they made their whole case. It's gone as a rule of law. What was just one of the things, two things that I learned really that I didn't know. One of them was a case about the right to confront your witnesses. I had had that case since 2004, but I'd forgot about it. I'm really going to use that. It was Gibson versus, I forget what it is, but I'll look it up here in a minute. But that guy, I've learned a couple of things in watching those guys do their presentations. One thing that I am very guilty of is talking quite fast when I get wound up. And they talk slowly, reemphasize certain points so it was easy to keep up with them. They destroyed, they shredded the other side in 2 hours. And the one thing that I did not know was a fact. Well, I knew about it. I didn't know about that Gibson case. I'll find it in a minute here before I get through today. But that their subpoenas were invalid because they never took a vote by the House to authorize issuance of subpoenas. So if you do not have the authority, Trump did the right thing. He told him, go to hell. If you do not hold their feet to the fire on the rule of law, if you give them, let them bypass that, the same thing as what I'm fighting, which I'm going to get to in a minute, with the Mooney's case. If you do not hold firm on the subject matter, which is or in an in personam jurisdiction, you can't beat them in their world. Because there's no rule of law. You cannot beat Schiff and Pelosi if you want to step over into that land of Nod. That's just not going to happen. They just made it up. The thing that they haven't done, which to me is an important issue, they've alluded to it. There's no crime. You have to have a crime. See, the issue of impeachment is about something that someone does. It is not about who you are. They started off before Trump was elected, 19 minutes after they wanted to impeach him. They are going after the idea, the name or the person, if you want to call him a person. That's I'm going to get into that day. Boy, that's a that is a big thing. Somebody sent me two different things, and man, I tell you, it just tied the rest of it together. It's going to be it's complex to follow, but it puts all the pieces together. But this tells us right there, as a matter of law, or when you go after initially to impeach. And it's not about it isn't about the person. It's irrelevant whether it's Trump or anything else. It has to be some crime, some statutory constitution, some violation, something. It can't be about the person. When it's about the person, that automatically excludes all of anything to do with impeachment. We're done. You have to state the essential element of a crime. Without Trump, what did he do? It's got to be a crime. which they are Rudy and some of those, Rudy Giuliani and a couple of those have went into. I mean, I've heard some of them talk about there's no crime, there's no facts, but then they say weak impeachment. It's not weak impeachment. It is freaking unconstitutional, illegal, and freaking damn unlawful. Draw the line in the sand. There's no crime. There's no crime. You can't go after him politically under impeachment. It's totally unlawful and illegal and unconstitutional. That's an important issue. Because if you validate, I was initially for calling the witnesses. No, I am changed my mind as I became more knowledgeable. This thing, they should get around, put on their case, which won't take 24 hours. They've already won the case in 2 hours. Let these senators, and some of them are dumber than a rock, I guess one out of Missouri, well, we got to have witnesses, and we got to have witnesses on both sides. You are, in essence, invalidating that the articles of impeachment are valid. You can't let them get away with that, because it'll never stop. There should be a ruling by the Supreme Court justice, like a directed verdict. You have no standing to bring the articles of impeachment to stop this damn nonsense. Probably won't happen. I don't trust Roberts because he's the one that appointed the FISA judges. That don't mean that he's guilty of what the FISA judges are doing, which they knew for 2 years. Now they're trying to cover their butt. Oh, my golly, we need to do something here. This stuff is illegal, and we didn't know about it. Yeah, you had 2 years you knew about it. God, is it corrupt in D.C.? It's corrupt everywhere. It's just unbelievable. Our republic's been overthrown. Because we, the people, do not know the law. We've been lied to. Big time. And I'm going to get into that here in this thing. It's just, I haven't had a chance to post it because I would have put something, but I may just go ahead and post it after the show today. But anyway, on the Moonies case, which started out in to enforce a tax lien, which I did not know was an in-rem action, did not know that. Back then when this thing started, this started back in 2016, so it's been going on for 3 years or so. This thing went to the Federal Circuit Court, Federal Court of Claims, United States Federal Court of Claims. Found out with during this time frame of all this, when it started after I got involved with the Moonies, I didn't get involved with initially, but that the United States District Court is an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 tribunal. It is no doubt. I've got two cases on it, and the court represents, they use judicial power of the district court. That's right in 28 U.S.C. 132, judicial power of the district court. This is not the same as Article 3, Sections 1 and 2, that says judicial power of the United States. The judicial power of the United States was established and ordained, just like the Constitution in the preamble was. It can't freaking be done away with unless we do an external organic amendment. And it also says in law and in equity. So even if these states, and boy, is there a bunch of stuff with, when you use that word, the several states, or they're claiming now they are a sovereign state of the United States of America. Really? What the hell happened to being one of the Union and one of the several states. They're a sovereign state of the United States of America. Yes, I've got briefs on those that have been filed by these people that are going after Trump and by other cases. I go into Pacer, but I can also, we kept that in Westlaw where we can do searches and it brings up enough cases and court documents that you can find it. Then you can go into Pacer and get the actual document, the public document, to confirm it. And we got them also where they are a state of the United States. What does that mean? There are no elections in these United States or any of the, quote, several states. There are no elections for anybody to hold a public office in one of the several states. And how do we know that? These things we've got to be able to prove. The National Voter Registration Act specifically defines state means. That's the exclusive use, which is state of the United States, which means that the state is subservient and sits underneath the government of the United States. And it says, and the District of Columbia. So a state of the United States is on the same footing with the District of Columbia, which is a municipal corporation. These states are acting as municipal corporations. And it also says that only a citizen of the United States can vote in the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. What does vote mean? Well, it does not mean, and this was brought out, if I can find it, it's 185 of American Law Review. These are such important concepts, and none of this is taught. None of it. And it's all there. If you have Westlaw and spend a little time at it. But under the National Voter Registration Act, I'm trying to find the module on that. Here am I thing. Well, guess what? The American Law Review specifically says that a citizen of the United States, when it comes time to, quote, vote as to the 10th Amendment, which is the reservation of all rights not granted in the Constitution reserved to the people and to the state, the several states, it doesn't apply. The 10th Amendment, did you know that it has been overthrown? I didn't know that, did you? Because you see, this is where I'm headed with this thing that this guy sent me. I don't have permission to use his name, but I get stuff from all sorts of people. And I look at stuff. It's amazing what you can find. You pick up a piece here, a piece there. And what this person sent me, which I'm going to get to in this show, is just, it made it all made sense. But it's under 185 ALR, which is American Law Review, FED 155. And it talks about one of these, quote, states challenged that you can't have all these elections be federal elections for federal offices. It's codified. The only elections that we have as a citizen of the United States are federal offices. and you have the right to vote under the 15th. But it says, if you look at the cases, the right to vote means only one thing. There's no discrimination when you show up at the building. But when you go inside the elective franchise and the right of suffrage, a citizen of the United States does not possess that. Really? Well, there's some amazing, startling things. You see, the Constitution for the United States of America, which its true name is called Constitution of the United States, established a government of the United States. It did not establish a country. A citizen of the United States has no country. He is a creation, a statutory creation under Congress. And the first, quote, civil rights of a citizen of the United States is 14 Stat 27, 1866. To have the same rights as a white citizen. That's still codified today in 42 United States Code 1981, 1982, and then 1988 goes back to the 1878 Revised Statutes compilation. Same rights. Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Okay, we're back here, and this is so important, these concepts. They're issues of law. And in this 185 ALR, I can't put it in any more concise words than they do. Quoting, as the defendant's contention that the National Voter Registration Act law governs the qualification of voters, a right specifically given to the states, the court emphasized the National Voter Registration Act does not establish who is entitled to vote. Let me repeat that. The court emphasized the National Voter Registration Act does not establish who is entitled to vote. That's called the right of suffrage, right of the elective franchise, by the way. But rather establishes the method which an otherwise qualified voter must follow to exercise the right to vote. So it's the method. But the who is entitled is reserved to the several states, the right of suffrage and the right of elective franchise. So who the hell we got in office? Nobody. Because there is no right of suffrage, no right of elective franchise for a citizen of the United States. I'm going to get into more of this in this show. These are tough concepts. Because you got to think outside the box. And it gets down to person, your status. Who are you in this world? And you can assume more than one status in this world under the definition of person, which I'm going to get into. They go on to say, the 10th Amendment provided no protection for South Carolina because the powers granted to Congress under the provisions of the 14th and the 15th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Here we go, United States Constitution. This, when they say United States Constitution, in reality, they're talking from the 13th Amendment up. Those are not organic amendments. Because how do we know? Because if they say at the bottom, Congress can legislate and they're about a citizen of the United States. It's a fiction in law. It's created by statutes. What I'm going to get into again more. But I do need to make this a difference right now. If you are a citizen of Texas, a citizen of North Carolina, citizen of Minnesota, that is not a statutorily created status. That status comes when you are a man or a woman in personam, your real thing, you as a man or a woman, and you have to have a domicile for a period of time. When you have a domicile in one of the several states, which are sovereign countries, by the way, with their own laws, their own constitutions, with a limited delegation to the government of the United States, that's how you acquire being a citizen of one of the several states. You have to be domiciled, and you got to be a man or a woman. You got to be alive. You got to have inalienable rights. Corporations, under the 14th, banks, they can call them citizens of something. But you see, this is where it gets tricky. If you are a man or a woman, you have civil rights, natural rights, and you have political rights. You have a right under the elective franchise and the right of suffrage to see who holds, quote, the most important word, an office. An office is where we have made a contractual agreement by and through a constitution, establishing three separate branches, establishing a bill of rights, giving them things that they, the people that hold a duly deserved office, can and cannot do. We have a reservation of rights. Us, we, the people, not a person.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here. And, this is complex stuff. It's our status, who we are in the world, and how we interact in a public society under the clothed under the term person. But getting back to the distinction, you become a citizen of one of the several states as a man or a woman, not as a fiction in law, with full civil rights, political rights, natural rights, by becoming domiciled for a period of time. You become a citizen of the United States, which Congress created, a statutory entity. It has no natural rights, and it has no political rights, and it has no country. In the District of Columbia, it's a qualified voter. In the District of Columbia, the Supreme Court has ruled over and over and over. A citizen of the United States has no rights to a constitutional Article 3 Court of the United States, Sections 1 and 2, exercising the judicial power of the United States, which means the powers in the Constitution, and law and equity. It's ruled over and over. You don't got no right if you're a citizen of the United States. You don't have that right. You are not protected as a citizen of the United States by taxation without representation. That's not in the Constitution of the United States. The Supreme Court has said so over and over and over, and those people in D.C. can't get it through their thick skulls. They ain't got it. They are domiciled in a municipal entity where the seat of the government of the United States is. It's not a frickin' country. They have ruled over and over that if you are a citizen of the United States, they can go outside even to Mexico and grab you because you have accepted the benefit of becoming a citizen of the United States, which gets into where I'm headed, of the government of the United States. Stop and think about that one. This government has no country. This is why when you see, and it irritates me to no end, I watch these attorneys, even Trump's, they talk about due process. If you have due process of law, which means law of the land, which means you are domiciled. You got your feet planted on terra firma. Due process of law and law of the land have the same meaning. They use in the 14th due process. Why don't they use due process of law? Because a citizen of the United States is a fiction in law. It has no freaking land. It can't mean law of the land, so you can't have due process of law. You have due process for fictions, and you have civil rights only. That's why they always want to talk about, oh, we got civil rights. Really? Well, the question becomes, what happened to political rights? I think those are kind of important. And the right of suffrage and the right of the elective franchise, which I just read. Let me go back and finish up what I was doing. This is important stuff, which is the foundation for what I'm going to be going to, which puts the rest of this nonsense, the devil and his minions. You got to hand it to him. It is a very intricate, very well thought out con. Back into 185 ALR 155. It says here, the court emphasized the National Voter Registration Act does not establish who is entitled to vote. That's a killer. Doesn't who is entitled? That's when they, that word means right of suffrage, right of elective franchise, but rather establishes the method which otherwise qualified voter must follow to exercise the right. So you got to get around. It's the method. Okay. So I don't care. We can't have the anybody with any guns or Black Lives Matter or Nazis or whatever the hell flavor of the month is outside the building saying you can't go in. Don't care if you're pink, purple, or green. You can't discriminate. Great. But when you get into that building, the only people are the citizens of the several states that have the right of elective franchise and the right of suffrage to exercise political rights, which is to who can hold office. That's an important issue. Well, the question that obviously comes along with just a little common sense, if a citizen of the United States has no political rights, who in the hell is exercising those political rights? I have 110 cases from the documented that are in PACER. I put in the public record of the Department of Justice stating, quote, United States of America is a sovereign body politic, end quote. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Really? Who in the hell is United States of America? I thought we had the government of the United States. You see, up from 1789 to 1913, only, quote, United States or the United States was the plaintiff. That's the government. It changed in 1913. It went to United States of America. Why? You have to understand the whys so we can understand how to expose and defeat these, the overthrow of our republic, because they, guess what? The 17th Amendment doesn't say anything about the people of the several states. You see, Article 1, Section 2, still there. We just don't know any better. Says the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. People of the several states. Well, you go to the 17th, they left out several. We've got people in states there, but there's no several states because they moved over to, quote, citizens of the United States in 1913. So we have nobody that is a party. Nobody has standing in the Constitution of the United States, because if you are a citizen of the United States, you got no standing there. You got to start with the 13th Amendment up. Did they tell you that? We got proof of it. That's the scary part of this stuff. Of course, when they did that, they did the 16th Amendment. They changed the part about its income in the states, which is all nonsense, but they didn't change anything. And then, of course, we got the one on the Federal Reserve Act, because, you see, we didn't need any lawful money no more, because there's nobody home in the Constitution. So let's do the Federal Reserve. Oh, isn't that amazing how that just... I'll bet they just, it's all an accident. Think? So now let's continue on in this 185 ALR, because this is a killer. If you just stop and think how profound this is. The 10th Amendment provides no protection for South Carolina because the powers granted to Congress under the provisions of the 14th and the 15th of the United States Constitution, not the Constitution of the United States. The United States Constitution technically is from 13 up because they're using two nouns as adjectives describing a Constitution, not the Constitution. Since the Constitution specifically delegates to Congress the power to regulate federal elections and the National Voter Registration Act is limited to federal regulations, the court reasoned the 10th Amendment is inapplicable by its own terms. Likewise, the court continued the powers under the 14th are not limited by the 10th Amendment. Did you know that? The powers under the 14th aren't limited by the 10th Amendment? What the hell is going on here? That tells you we are something other than the people of the damn several states, you think, or the Constitution of the United States. The 10th Amendment limited every freaking damn thing that was in the Constitution of the United States. Not so granted. And they're saying, no, under the 14th, that means we have stepped outside of the Constitution of the United States. We have stepped outside of the several states. We have stepped outside of the people of the several states. We have stepped outside of the citizens of the several states. And everybody, and I have a case, after the Civil War, everybody is deemed to be a citizen of the United States. They flipped everything upside down. You're deemed to be a citizen of the United States. Really? But, of course, if you read the 14th Amendment, you'll see that that's all a crock of smoke and mirrors nonsense. But I'm going to get to here, probably not this hour, but at the top of the next hour, why this is, the rest of this, which I don't know. It shocks the conscience to me that we got people that are, that they just got to be evil or possessed by demons or something. I don't know. I just really don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. It's just a minute here. We find the definition I'm looking for here. It's subject to. Have you ever heard of a law that you're subject to? What that means? What does subject to means? Subject to, the term of subject to, it's in quotation marks, is defined, and they cite a case. The term subject to in quotation mark means. Anytime you have means, it's the exclusive use of those two words. It means first, liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, obedient to, semicolon. Okay, so semicolon. So you got to be one of those things or all of them. Or governed or affected by, semicolon, another thing, provided that, another semicolon, provided, semicolon, answerable. Usually, it indicates a condition of one party's duty of performance and not a promise by the other. You know what they just said? I'll tell you what it means. One party's duty of performance and not a promise by the other. It's called an implied in law contract. What does that mean? A Form 1040 is an implied in law contract. I am admitting I have an obligation to the IRS, but the IRS don't have any obligation to me because, you see, I have it under the Ways and Means Committee where it says when they're going after Trump, we have a purely voluntary national taxation system. That's their brief. I believe them. I am being coerced to volunteer in an implied in law contract. that I have an obligation. Really? But the IRS don't have anything. They can do whatever they want to me. Why would I do that? I am saying I want to be a damn slave to Congress. That's what I'm saying. And Congress, oh, be nice to me, Schumer, or Schumer, Schiff, Pelosi. Be nice to me. Be gentle. I know you'll be great to me. Right. That is in the 14th Amendment. That is such an important, you got to read all of the parts. Have you ever heard of a law that says, by the way, this and that, but, oh, by the way, there's a subject to part here, and we don't know if you're subject to, really. That's what the 14th says. 14th Amendment changed nothing. Slaughterhouse cases, Cruikshank, didn't change a damn thing. What it did is give Congress to let them run wild and overthrow our republic because we don't understand and it's not explained. Because you see, when they did the 14th, they say all persons born or naturalized, persons is a very interesting word. It's defined in a lot of ways. Now, we're naturalized in the United States. Naturalized, you come in as a citizen of the United States of America. Because the citizen of the United States of America was the founding Articles of Confederation. That was a country. So you could be a citizen of the United States of America. And then when you become domiciled in one of the several states, you have clothed then as a citizen of Texas or a citizen of Minnesota with civil rights, natural rights, and political rights. But it says here, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. That's where they flipped it. That's why they flipped it. Subject to. You got to use that definition. What a con. They put people in jail for not volunteering to do an implied in law, which nobody basically ever briefs out, 1040, to file a return. Well, obviously, if you got to file a return, somebody had the obligation and the authority to take it from you, right?
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I'm going to get into this next thing that it's just put it all together in the next hour. Like I say, it shocks the conscience. I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know how they could be this evil. Power? I don't know. Of course, I don't know what drives demons and people and all this other stuff. Who knows? But I know one thing. We're in a fight. Our republic has been overthrown. And I am so glad that Trump is up there doing what he's doing. I don't know how he gets all this stuff done. It amazes me. He's one smart guy. I think the creator's on his, giving him some help, because he is in the battle. I mean, he is in the middle of basically the demonic part of our world. So anyways, getting back to this subject too, there is a definition in the Internal Revenue Code, which, by the way, is not Title 26, in 7701A26. 7701A, number 16. Who has a duty, an obligation, for Internal Revenue Code to take out stuff? Withholding agent, the term withholding agent means any person. Person is anybody, individuals, whatever, required to deduct and withhold any tax. Any tax. And they list the, quote, persons. 1441, non-resident alien. 1442, foreign organization. 1443, foreign 1442 is a foreign corporation, 1443 is foreign organization, and 1461 is you can sue somebody. That's the whole harmless clause. They don't want to go there. They never want to go there. Why? Because that exposes the con. Now, see, an interesting part of what the Susan Nelson out of Minnesota, boy, she is a coward, a piece of work. She was in Trump's case. She sued these Moonies. It is not an in rem. It was an in personam. Really? Do you know that you cannot get a declaration from these kangaroo United States District Courts under 28 USC 2201 on who is a, quote, taxpayer, i.e. citizen of the United States. They will not tell you who that is because they can't. They did the conduit over. They'll tell you who a 501c3 is or LLC. They can't go there. So if you can't get a declaration in personam of what a citizen of the United States is, who it is, how Judge Nelson, you inquisitoring lying piece of garbage, did you make a determination that that quote is an in personam trial? Because it's not. Because you see, they said at the beginning in the complaint it was to take a notice of federal tax lien. And any time you use any tax liens today, world, it's an in rem action. In rem. It is irrelevant who the in personam is. It's in rem. It's after the thing called the property.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.